Welcome back. You now have a podcast name. It's simple, it's clear, and with any luck, your title is witty, winsome, and clever. And yet there's one more step, one very important step. You need a logo and a thumbnail for your podcast. Now, creating a winning thumbnail is critical. There are three important factors in creating a logo and a thumbnail that will attract attention and clicks. In this video, we will discuss pop, simplicity, and font choice. Your thumbnail has to pop. A winning logo or thumbnail must stand out in a sea of other clickable opportunities. Depending on the screen real estate of a person's device, your podcast is in direct competition with 25 to maybe 100 other options. One major factor in having your thumbnail stand out or pop is color choice. Bold colors tend to win the day over more muted and soft tones. A quick search of your favorite podcast platform will prove that your eyes are drawn to certain colors. Simply stated, some colors are easy to overlook, and we want your thumbnail to demand attention. Another factor in a winning thumbnail is simplicity. An excellent graphic must be minimalistic. Busy or complicated designs tend to fail over clean and clear artwork. Now, before we close our discussion of your podcast's thumbnail, we need to discuss that one final factor, font type. Now, a winning thumbnail must have a font that is easy to read. Overly complex lettering does potential listeners no favors. Hard-to-read fonts make it harder for your perfect listener to learn if your podcast is even worth deeper exploration. Now, I have an assignment for you. As soon as this video is over, go to Apple Podcasts and look around for a while. What colors, styles, and fonts seem to naturally catch your attention? Take some mental notes and consider what things you might want to do as you construct your podcast thumbnail. Now, as a bonus, make sure that your logo is square, a perfect square between 1400 by 1400 as a minimum and 3000 by 3000 pixels as a maximum. File size, it cannot exceed 500 kilobytes and use RGB color space. Save your files as a JPEG, a JPEG, or a PNG file type. Now, when in doubt, use a graphic designer, and I will see you in the next video.